それでは26ページの頭です。 That's a beautiful story and you're right. That's exactly how it works. When you want something, give it away. You will then no longer be wanting it. You will immediately experience having it. From there on, it is only a question of degree. Psychologically, you will find it much easier to add on to than to create out of thin air. I feel I have just heard something very profound here. Can you relate this now to the second part of my question? Is there a connection? What I'm proposing, you see, is that you already have the answer to that question. Right now, you are living the thought that you do not have the answer. That if you had the answer, you would have wisdom. So you come to me for wisdom. Yet I say to you, be wisdom, and you will have it. And what is the fastest way to be wisdom? Cause another to be wise. Do you choose to have the answer to this question? Give the answer to another. So now, I'll ask you the question. I'll pretend that I don't know and you give me the answer. How can the parent who pulls a child out of traffic be truly loving the child if love means that you want for the other what they want for themselves? I don't know. I know you don't, but if you thought you did, what would your answer be? Well, I'd say that the parent did want the child what the child wanted, which was to stay alive. I'd say that the child did not want to die, but simply did not know that wandering around in traffic could cause that, so that in running out there to get the child, the parent wasn't depriving the child of the opportunity to exercise its will at all, but simply getting in touch with the child's true choice, its deepest desire. That would be a very good answer. If that's true, then you, as God, should be doing nothing but stopping us from hurting ourselves, for it can't be our deepest desire to do damage to ourselves. Yet, we do damage to ourselves all the time, and you just sit around and watch us. I am always in touch with your deepest desire, and always I give you that. Even when you do something that would cause you to die, if that is your deepest desire, that is what you get, the experience of dying. I never ever interfere with their deepest desire. Do you mean that when we do damage to ourselves, that is what we wanted to do? That is our deepest desire? You cannot do damage to yourselves. You are incapable of being damaged. Damage is a subjective reaction, not an objective phenomenon. You can choose to experience damage to yourself out of any encounter or phenomenon, but that is entirely your decision. ここまででした。